40 days ago, many of you, not most of you, did it here, but you went and received your ashes. And the prayers are very, there are many prayers. One of those, remember that you are dust, and dust you shall return. My favorite is repent and believe in the good news of the gospel. We began our Lent with ashes on our foreheads to remind us that we had to turn away from sin, strive to do better, become more charitable, become more prayerful, become kinder, become more patient, be more concerned with others, and being a little less selfish. And through prayers and through good works, through abstaining from certain foods, even periodic fasting, through attending other prayer meetings, maybe even going to a penance service or going to singular confession, whatever it is, many of you have gone through these 40 days taking that preparation very seriously. And if I were to ask you why, most people, including myself, would probably begin by saying, well, I need to get better. God wants me to be better. God wants to be less sinful. God wants to be kinder. And all that would be true. All that would be true. But there's more. A lot more. Because this morning at the cathedral, the gospel passage I read to you was read at the Mass of Chrism. Dan was there. He heard this gospel passage. To proclaim good tidings that the Lord has anointed me. And all the oils that are used for ordaining people like me and deacons, and all the oils that are used for the sick, and all the oils that all of you received in your confirmation, the three different oils, were blessed this morning. And every parish got a share. I presented our oils there on the table in front of us. Because I want you to think again about those ashes on your forehead and the penances and the good works you did in preparation, because when you are anointed, you are called to bring glad tidings to the poor. You are called to bring liberty to captives. You are called to give sight to the blind. You are called to go live the oppressed free. Liberty to captives. You know, we have a lot of people in nursing homes that we have a great ministry to. Who are the captives today? The poor folks who can't get out or shut in. Giving sight to the blind. Well, there's a lot of people in error. A lot of people who don't see the joy of Christ in their lives. But we must let it shine in our lives so they can see it. We are called, as Jesus is called, to be anointed to do this. And all of you have been anointed through your confirmation. Your confirmation anointing was just that. You received the gift of the Holy Spirit. So I thought today, and I don't take any credit for it because I'm sure the greater power is at work. But they said, you know, washing hands is a beautiful symbolic way of cleaning. But anointing reminds us of our purpose of that cleaning. It reminds that we have a duty to do above and beyond cleaning ourselves, but to proclaim that good news to others. And so today, I'm doing something I haven't done before. I'm going to anoint everyone to remind us that we are called to give good news to the poor. And guess where you're going to be anointed? Right in the same spot where you received those ashes, because they are connected. One leads to the other, and together they lead you to the glory of God.